Application number two, Christie and Eric Johnson, come on up.
I can't read, but I just want this. I want the thing out of paper. I'm gonna take notes.
Evening, sir. You can just state your name and address for the record, and I'll let the vice chairman swear in.
My name's Eric Johnson. I'm at 419 Allview Avenue, Brewster.
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, why don't you tell us about your application?
Sure, I'm just trying to have a shed built in my backyard in the rear left-hand side corner of my backyard. It would be kind of nestled in the corner. It would be, I think, the 20 or 25 feet that your, distance from the corner of the property.
And your application shows a 10 by 16 shed, is that correct?
Right, yeah, that's the picture in front of you, yeah. Exact shed.
Is there a house behind you? I drove by, it looks like there's just trees.
There is. It's Larry and Mary Ann, right? They've been deceased for 8 years now. But I think the daughter owns it, and she lives in Connecticut somewhere, but it's unoccupied, has been for years.
Is your gazebo on your deck?
The gazebo?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's to the right.
There's a patio with gazebo.
Yeah, I'm not coming for this, that's,
okay. Is your gazebo on your property?
Yes, on the right-hand side, yeah.
Anyone on the board? Any questions for the applicant? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that has any questions or comments on this application? No? Okay. Everybody okay voting on this evening?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Our procedure is after you make your presentation and we ask our questions, we then close the public hearing. We don't take any more testimony, and then the board will vote, and we may deliberate before we vote. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final statement you'd like to make in support of your application?
Just both my neighbors, my one neighbor that's currently the shed, the impact, if you will, has no issues, no problem with the shed being there. So.
And the neighbor has a shed in the same corner, I think, right?
He does. I wasn't going to say that.
I thought I could see that from the
room. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's a shed. I don't think it requires a whole lot of deliberation. If anyone has any motion they would care to make on this application, we'll entertain it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to grant a west rear a variance of 16 feet and a south side variance of 12 feet for this application.
Right, second.
Second.
Steve with the second. Rod, if you will address the criteria, please.
Certainly. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood? No, absolutely not. Having a shed is completely consistent with this neighborhood, as evidenced by the fact that your neighbor has a shed himself. Whether the benefit sought by the applicant could be achieved by some feasible method other than variance, I suppose so, but that would require you to place the shed in the middle of your backyard. Whether the request for variance is substantial, I'd say it's substantial, but not so substantial that I think it should be denied. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions of the neighborhood or the district, there's been no testimony to that effect. And whether the village difficulty was self-created, yes, it was, but only to the extent that the applicant wants to have a shed in his yard like many of his neighbors.
Very good. Thank you, Rod. I'll do a roll call vote. John, we'll start with you.
I'm in favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Rod?
In favor.
Anthony?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hang on, we got two tables.
Thanks. Building Department.
Okay, thank you.